Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. Thanks for listening. It's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we welcome Michael Wood, who is the Senior Curator and Director of Program Strategy, Chicago Architectural Center. Good evening, Michael, and thank you for taking time this evening to join us here at WGN.
Sure thing. Good to be with you.
Thanks. Okay, so this is about repurposing, in some way, the Thompson Center, and you have had a competition for design ideas and have completed that, I believe, right? And have the three, what do we call them? Finalists? Thank you.
There are three winning projects, that's correct, and four honorable mention projects. We created a design competition, an ideas competition, to reimagine new futures for the State of Illinois Thompson Center in the Loop, downtown in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
We put together an international ideas competition with our partners at the Chicago Architectural Club, and we received 59 registrants from five different countries.
Wow.
And there was a national jury, that narrowed that down to seven winning projects. There are four honorable mentions, and then today we announced the three winners.
Wow.
And so that's what we're up to. We're trying to get the public excited about just what a great opportunity it is to reimagine that building and to bring something great to the downtown experience.
So is that building going to be, quote-unquote, reimagined? Is that a done deal? Is that for sure?
Well, there's a lot going back and forth, but right now the building is, they're tendering, the State of Illinois is tendering offers to sell the building.
Uh-huh.
It could be redeveloped as is, or it could be subject to the wrecking ball, and a new building could go up in its place.
Uh-huh.
A lot still is to be determined. And so we're trying to get out ahead of that to get the public excited about what we think could be a great opportunity to bring even more economic development to that legacy building.
It's a great great idea. Was there a certain criteria that you were looking for that all entries had to include in their designs? No?
Nope. It was an open call for all designers, students, architects, anyone with a great idea. And absolutely no strictures. The idea of the competition is to generate ideas and to show what could be possible.
I see. So tell us a bit about the three finalists.
Sure. So we have three different winners, all with very different ideas for reinterpreting the building.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a Chicago firm by the name of Solomon Cordwell Benz. They are the one winner that's trying to take what is currently a government building. And their aim is to repurpose it again as a government building, but to remake it as a home for a new Chicago public school devoted to civic engagement and the study of public policy. There's a second offering, again, by a Chicago-headquartered firm called Perkins & Will, and that entry is called Public Pool, and they would like to reimagine the building as a private hotel with a public indoor water park, trying to create a major public attractor in that space and a shared offering.
Yeah.
And then there's a third building, our third project called The Vertical Loop by a firm called Eastman Lee. And they have an idea to bring the building, to make it more of an indoor-outdoor experience, to bring a public park to the ground floor and to remove some of the curtain wall so that people can freely walk in and out of the space. And they also want to even remove some of the upper floor curtain walls again, to create public circulation throughout the entire building, because it is such a magnificent 17-story atrium, and they'd like to see what that building could look like to make it even more urban than it is today.
It strikes me that two of these finalists are incorporating the idea that the space be reimagined as something that the public can use on some kind of level. You mentioned a hotel and an indoor water park. an indoor water park in the middle of Chicago in the winter would be unbelievable. Well, it'd be unbelievable all the time, but, you know, it would be amazing to have a place like that during the winter that was open to the public. That's just my impression of it. And then there was the other idea that opened it more to walking through a garden, sort of making the space more publicly accessible. You don't want to go there for you don't want to go to the you don't want to go for business that you have with the state of Illinois. You want to go there for maybe some recreation or something that's not as heavy duty as trying to deal with who knows what as far as the state's concerned.
Yeah, it's a classic case of it is a public building for public mm-hmm. intent. Mm-hmm. Certainly when you're in that atrium, it's an experience like no other. It's also home to our busiest CTA station. And if you think about it as a grand central terminal for people coming and going in the loop, it really does deserve to be animated by people and to be publicly accessible. And I think all three of these ideas, while very divergent, they all celebrate the idea that it should be a people's building,
right?
Which does strike to the heart of the original intent of the architect Helmut Jahn, wanted to make it a public space for seeing the inner workings of government. These ideas are meant to be a little bit more egalitarian than that and a little more fun and mixed use, but certainly to honor that idea that it's a public space that we should all come and go and almost be part of the theater of the building.
You know, a space where you could see the inner workings of the government, I think that would be a pretty difficult task to pull off. Not to build, of course, but I mean to get the actual, see the inner workings of government. Just strikes me that Illinois is not as open and transparent as that possibly could be in that department. What is the next step in all of this, Michael?
Well, we are continuing our own discovery. There'll be a public program in early November with members of the jury that came mm-hmm. up with these winners to talk more deeply about what really are the ideas underneath these, you know? And so, for instance, there is a public pool that's being proposed, but it's also a deeper idea that says what kind of large major attractor can bring even more economic development than just, you know, an ordinary building or a teardown.
Right.
So each of these projects is trying to come up with something deep in saying, you know, if we really don't throw away this idea and think this is a super block downtown with a public plaza with a very recognizable shape to a building and actually a legacy building by one of our most important architects, we can do better. And so I think the Chicago Architecture Center with the club is here to keep getting the public excited about what a great opportunity we have to reimagine this building and to bring something unique to Chicago and to think about what the future of, you know, public urban amenities, public urban space should be. This is an opportunity for us to push Chicago forward after the pandemic.
Yeah.
And we don't want to settle for just an ordinary idea for what is an extraordinary place.
This may be an off-the-wall question. Is parking considered a part of this? Because the last time I was down in that area where the Thompson Center is, parking was at a premium. And if you're talking about opening up a center with possible public use, obviously not everybody's taking the CTA. Do they consider something like that?
Well, it's an ideas competition, so these mm-hmm. are first thoughts. These aren't clients going back doing constant refinements and iterations.
Right.
Several of the projects do honor some parking. Clearly, the emphasis there is to celebrate public transit and to make the most of what is meant to be a dense urban space.
Yeah.
And so details like that are not fully worked out, but it being a public building, it needs to be accessible in many forms.
Yes, indeed. Well, I might have asked this already and forgotten your answer, but the next step with these three finalists and the four runner-ups would be what? You whittle it down to one?
They're
the jury.
No, so the jury was quite adamant. There are three equal winners and four equal honorable mentions.
Mm-hmm.
The thinking behind that is, as an ideas competition, this is meant to show all the possible repurposes.
Right.
And to get the public to realize that whatever happens with this building, we should keep our appetite for good design as high as possible. And that's what we will be doing through public programs throughout the fall. The state of Illinois has this building up for sale. Projects or proposals for the possible redevelopment close on October 8th, but the state has said they will not announce a winning team until April of 2022. So there's a several-month window where we can keep keeping the heat on and getting the public to recognize that this is an important project. This says a lot about our architectural heritage, but it also says a lot about where the city is going and what we value. And we'd like to see whatever comes of that building to be a great idea powered through design.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate it. It's Michael Wood, who's the senior curator and director of the Program Strategy Chicago Architectural Center, and the topic being the possible regeneration and reusing of the Thompson Center.